Colombia's four-decades-old civil conflict is flaring up again. Over the weekend, 30 were killed in the fighting. The violence occurred as the largest guerrilla group, known by its Spanish acronym FARC, is threatening to abandon peace negotiations with the government, and the possibility of a peace settlement seems increasingly remote. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Colombia's three-year-old peace process has been on the rocks for weeks. At the end of September, the FARC caused public outrage when it kidnapped Consuelo Araujo, a popular former government minister. She was subsequently shot to death during a rescue attempt. The incident put President Andres Pastrana under intense pressure from hawkish politicians and the news media to end the talks, but he chose to extend them for another 100 days, provided the FARC show its good faith by refraining from roadside kidnappings. Instead, the FARC has now issued new demands. Rebel spokesman Raul Reyes says the government must reduce the number of troops encircling the demilitarized zone where the talks take place, as well as rein in aerial surveillance and government spies who keep tabs on the rebels.
Nosotros en estas condiciones no estamos dispuestos.
Under these circumstances, Reyes says, we are not prepared to risk our safety coming to the negotiating table. But most Colombians are in no mood for new ultimatums from the FARC. One of the biggest sore points is the DMZ itself, which the rebels have turned into a quasi-independent state. There's growing evidence that the FARC uses the zone to rest and train its troops, as well as to hide kidnapping victims. President Pastrana's political opponents say he's turned a blind eye to this abuse of the DMZ because he's afraid of jeopardizing the negotiations, negotiations on which he staked his political career. Pastrana is due to leave office next August, and the leading candidate to succeed him, Horacio Serpa, is one of his fiercest critics. Serpa says if he's elected, he'll be prepared to walk away from the table.
Yo sigo siendo partidario de buscar una solución política.
I still believe in a political solution, but I will not stand for these unnecessary postponements, and I won't agree to continuing peace talks without an agreement on humanitarian issues first. Because what we're doing right now is talking about peace, while the violence just gets worse.
While polls show growing cynicism about the peace process, most Colombians stop short of calling for an end to negotiations. Ciudad de Bolívar is a sprawling slum south of Bogota, where hundreds of thousands of refugees have come to escape the fighting in the countryside. One of those refugees, Maria Gonzalez, says she believes neither the FARC nor the government is serious about the peace process. Even so, she says it's better than nothing.
What has war led to? Nothing, except dead, wounded, orphans. It's been terrible. So it's better to keep going with the peace process and see where it takes them.
Colombian Congressman Gustavo Petro has seen this situation before. He was once a member of M19, a leftist group that waged a bloody urban guerrilla war in the 1980s. Eventually, M19 negotiated an amnesty and joined the political system. Petro says Colombian history shows that almost all conflicts end up with peace deals. The problem is, the peace deals have always been followed by more war. Colombia has never been able to construct a nation, Petro says. It's never found a way to include all its citizens in these pacts. It's never been truly democratic. As evidence, Petro points to his own situation. Even though he was amnestied by the peace deal, he still fears for his life. Like many members of Congress, he receives death threats from people who don't like his politics, and some of those threats appear to come from the security services. So Petro is forced to live in exile, flying in just to attend sessions of Congress. If that's the kind of peace the FARC has to look forward to, its reluctance to negotiate may not be so hard to understand. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.